Tuesday, October 5th, 2021, going heavy. That should just put a smile on everybody's face. It's a bit of a longer heavy day today because we're doing three different lifts all overhead. Shoulder press, push press, and push jerk. And this is a classic workout that's been around for quite some time from CrossFit.com. It's one of my favorites, so we throw it in every now and then. You're doing five sets of one on the shoulder press, five sets of three on the push press, five sets of five on the push jerk. The last time we did this workout was June 2nd, 2021. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your time, check your loadings, check your rest times between lifts. Were you happy with how that went? Should you have rested more? Should you have varied the weight? And you make a good decision for today. Be sure you watch the video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days before you start today's training, because that will talk you through warming up, choosing the loading, rest periods, all kinds of good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. The YouTube video is attached there, but if you prefer audio, you can find it on Spotify, iTunes, the whole nine yards as a podcast. So just to be clear on today's training, after you warm up, you're going to do all the shoulder press before the push press, all the push press before the push jerk. So you're going to treat it like it's just a five sets of one shoulder press day. Once that's fully complete, then you move on to five sets of three push press. Once that's complete, ending with five sets of five on the push jerk. Absolutely feel free to use a rack today. If you have one, there's no need to drop it every single time and have to clean it from the floor. Totally your call. We've got videos. Oh, I'm sorry, I have a redundant video here. Let me delete this. Nobody likes redundancy. We like elegance. Video showing the shoulder press, the push press, and the push jerk. Super Fitness Robot loading for this would be holding 85% or more of your one rep max shoulder press across the entire workout. More likely is anywhere from 60% or more of your one rep. And this is a very, in case you haven't pieced it together yet, not only a strength day, but a huge technique day that lifts increasing complexity from press to push jerk. And that's a good thing. The scaled option is almost the same thing. Shoulder press stays the same, push press stays the same, but then we replace the push jerk with the split jerk because it's a little, it's still technically complicated, don't get me wrong, but not quite as much as the push jerk. It's a little bit more beginner friendly. And we have a video showing the split jerk. And the good thing about a heavy day and the scaled option is the easiest way to scale it is you can just significantly reduce the loading as much as you need, and then you're good to go. Down to a PVC pipe or a broom handle, you can get about it. Just about anybody to do today's workout, and if need be, just turn it into a technique session. The limited equipment option on a heavy day. Here we go, my friends. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to grab their trusty dumbbells, 50s for the men, 35s for the women, five rounds each for time in reps of, you're going to do five, I would consider this more just getting in the work, not so much worried about running the clock. Okay, like the clock may be running, but don't sweat that. This is a heavy day. You're going to do five dumbbell shoulder press. So again, strict press, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Then, if you can keep the dumbbells there and go right into it, great. If not, you may need to set them down. Six dumbbell push press, same loading. Then, again, if the dumbbells are still on your shoulders, fantastic. You can go right into this. If not, you may need to set them down and shake it out. Max reps, dumbbell push jerks. And so we say max reps. That doesn't mean I want you to go till this horrible looking train wreck failure where, you know, you're like, I don't think I can get the next rep, but you force it anyway and your elbows are loose and the dumbbells crash down and smash you in the face. That's not what we mean by max reps. Make it a challenging, demanding set, and then when good judgment says, I should put the dumbbells down, that's when you put the dumbbells down. And then you'll rest 2 minutes between each round. So 5 strict dumbbell press, 6 dumbbell push press, and then max reps dumbbell push jerks. That's a challenging workout, okay? Let's not joke around. So while I also say it's for time, what I mean by that is I wouldn't want to see somebody do the 5 shoulder press, put the dumbbells down for 2 or 3 minutes, then pick it up, do 6 push press, put the dumbbells down for 2 or 3 minutes, then pick it up. That's not what we're looking for. You want to move with a purpose from the press to push jerk. But if that moving with a purpose means you set the dumbbells down for 10 to 30 seconds while you get in a quick shakeout and you pick them back up, that's totally good to go. You know, if you finish the 5 shoulder press and you're like, can't get 6 push press right now, by all means, put them down and get a nice little shakeout for sure. Should be a good one. And we have videos showing all of those movements. No equipment workout for time. Simple and effective. For time, 150 hand release push-ups. We've got a video showing that. Accessory work for the day. There's an either or to start with. Again, doing some overhead work. Overhead carry, using 2 dumbbells, 2 kettlebells, a loaded barbell. You lock it out overhead. You march 100 feet with it locked out overhead. You rest, do it a second time. Rest, do it a third time. Great head-to-toe strength builder. Or wall walks, not both, or wall walks. 5 to 15 reps, not for time, slow and controlled. We've got a video showing that. And then the other part of the optional accessory work is some engine building. Who doesn't love that? You're going to choose one of these and then just pour your heart into it. Either a 1,000 meter row, an 800 meter run, or 3 minutes of a wonderfully max effort on the bike. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the chest and pecs, hands behind, and the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball. Both of those have a video. Both of you hold for a minute or two, and life will be great. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day. I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.